Hello there. You're still here. I guess you did want more. So tell me, did you wait? Did you resist the urge to stroke your hard cock after I left you? What? You did? I don't know if I believe you. Look me in the eyes and say it. I'm impressed. Miss Sally is pleased with you. Yes, you can call me Miss Sally. It's a fitting title, don't you think? Now then, since you waited oh so patiently, I suppose I should reward you a little bit. What do you want? What do you really desire? No, don't just think with your cock. Don't be a silly, silly boy. What is it that you really desire? 'Cause you know, if you manage to wait just because I told you so, 'cause my voice compels you to, that means what you really want to do is serve me. Do you think you could handle that responsibility? Do you? Do you think you could be a good boy over and over and over again? Do you think you could make me scream out in ecstasy? I suppose we'll have to wait and see. Now, won't we? Now, since we've established that you're here to serve me, what do you suppose I want? Your obedience? Well, yes, but that's a given, isn't it? To be pleasured. Oh, you think you could make me scream out in ecstasy? That's quite a lofty goal, you know. Let's start with something smaller. Do you know what would make me happy? To see you writhe around, withholding yourself from pleasure, just to make me happy. Yes. Could you do that? Could you do that for Miss Sally? If you can, you should say it out loud, right now. Not like that, with more certainty. Yes, good boy. All right then. If you're not standing already, go ahead and stand. I'm going to inspect you. You better have pants on, considering you haven't been playing with yourself. I would hope that you're not just sitting at your computer in your boxers like a slob. I'm going to close my eyes for a second just in case. Go on, prepare yourself for me. Oh, such a good little boy. I said prepare yourself. And look at the position you've taken. Legs apart, very vulnerable. I do like it. Your jeans, they're going to be a prison for your cock. It's going to swell and grow, trapped beneath the unforgiving fabric. If you're a good boy, we'll let it back out. How does that sound? I'm gonna walk over now. I do see that you are starting to rise already, just at the sound of my voice. I haven't even touched you yet. Such a good boy. All right. Let's inspect further. I'm gonna grab it now. Yes, firmly, I know. Try to stay still now. You can do it. Does the pressure hurt? Or is it pleasurable? Yes. A little bit of both. I understand. I'm going to kiss you now. Just a little kiss on the forehead. I didn't hear a thank you. You should say, "Thank you, Miss Sally." Go on. Say it. Thank you, Miss Sally. You should be grateful for everything that I give you. Understood? Good. I'm gonna take off my top now. Underneath, I have a lovely black bra. Pleather. Real leather gets a bit too hot. And trust me, boy, even if I don't show it, I am getting hot. But I think since you've been so cooperative, I'll take the bra off too. Let my large breasts fall down freely. Do you like the shape of them? Say, "Nice, thank you, Miss Sally." Or, "Yes, thank you, Miss Sally." That's right. Thank you. And I'm going to lift your shirt off now. Be a good boy and put your hands over your head. Ah, yes. Nice chest. Leave your arms up in the air for a bit. I want to see how long it takes for all the blood to drain out of them before there's pins and needles. In the meantime, since we're both bare-chested, I think I'll rub myself against you. You're gonna serve the role of a scratching post. Is that okay? Remember, say yes, Miss Sally, or thank you, Miss Sally. Whatever feels more appropriate. All right. I'm gonna shimmy my chest across yours, seeing if I can't get our nipples to touch at the same time. Yes, mine are hard. Yours are too. Electrifying, isn't it? Denied so much sensation. It makes every little motion so much more. Keep those arms up. Yes, you can do it. A little longer, more. Now, I'm gonna rub my hand across your chest, squeezing each little nipple. Oh, yes, jump for me, boy. Oh, come on now. I didn't squeeze them that hard. You could take more than that. Now I'm gonna do it one more time. First with the right. Pressing down more and more and more. Oh my. My fingers are almost touching. Good boy. Now on to the other side. Starting off soft. And I'm pressing your nipple more and more. Yes, it hurts, doesn't it? But I like it so. You're getting a little flushed, I can tell. Red is a good color on you. Now you're probably wondering why I'm so quiet. I'm just admiring you, standing there all uncomfortable. Your cock is now visible, the outline of it at least, pressing so hard against the rough fabric. Those arms are shaking. Oh, they're shaking so bad. It's hard to keep them up, huh? All right. Go ahead and let them fall. Did you say thank you, Miss Sally? Say it. Thank you, Miss Sally. Good. Good. Now, I'm going to undo the top button of your pants. Don't do anything at all. Good. Now I'm going to reach in, past your pants, in between your skin and the fabric of your underwear. I'm going to grab that underwear and pull it up. Not a full-on wedgie, but yes, you got the idea. Uncomfortable, isn't it? But you like it. I can see that gleam in your eyes. Just the fact that it makes me smile is enough for you, isn't it? The fact that it'll make me laugh. You've been such a good little boy. Such a good little boy. Now then, I'll let go of the fabric, but I want you to get down on your knees. Down on your knees. Spread them. Yes, that's right. Now feel as I move my foot across your thighs and tickle the very tip of your bulge that's still within the pants. Don't worry, I won't kick you. You've behaved very well, and I'm not that mean. But you know, all of this tickling and sensations, they're just going to make more and more blood course into your member. Your manhood should be throbbing by now, aching, wishing for release. Does it? Well, Yes, I thought so. So then, what would you like to see happen next? Go ahead. Be honest. Don't just tell me what you think I want to hear. I want you to feel it, too. Feel it with every ounce of your body. A quick release. More teasing. Do you just want me to sit here, open up a phone book, and endlessly list names off just so you could hear my voice? All right, boy. I'll wait for your reply in the comments.